Love Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Keeping It Real with the Rileys.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today we just keeping it real with the ride. You know. And if y'all been listening to this race for the president, man, that thing is getting crazy. You know. This is one here we really need to keep our mind and keep in touch on, you know.
Yes.
This thing is getting showing up crazy around here.
Well, welcome to Keeping It Real with the Rileys. And shout out to all our supporters, and
yes,
we speak blessings over you.
Yes.
To all our covenant partners.
Like,
we just want to tell you we love you, we're praying for you, and ask you all to continue to pray for us.
Yes.
We had such a good time in church today.
Yeah, we awesome.
You know, just our pastor is so wonderful. And we almost not like to have something today because the Holy Ghost just took over, as always. But when you have a man of God that's led by God, oh, you got something in.
What a day, what a day.
And I can promise y'all, my God is awesome. Shout out to our pastor, Dr. Lawrence L. Comforter Jr. We love you, always praying for you, and just thank you for being my spiritual father.
And your family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Can't forget mama.
Can't forget mama. Can't forget her.
No, and that you choir today.
Oh, my goodness. Shout out to them. Woo! Bless my soul. Bless my soul. Bless my soul.
It was something.
I can promise y'all.
I don't know. It's just something about that director we have.
Oh, Annie.
Bring it out.
Yes, she do.
Yeah.
And she, woo, she get up there.
And I was so proud of our young men today. You know, you usually can't hear them. You usually see the girls, but.
Heard them today, didn't we?
But,
woo!
You know, some young men really did it. And Pastor, he called it out, and he commended them.
So shout out to First Baptist Church in Longview, Longview, Mississippi. Shout out. Shout out. But we're going to get into a word of prayer. Go ahead, Riley. Take our prayer away.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for all this beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, just loving us.
Yes, Lord.
And, Lord, we ask you to forgive us for all our sins.
Yes, Lord.
Knowing and unknowing. And we ask you, Lord, to, even though we went to church, we go to church, but we want to ask you today, Lord, to reach down in our church.
Oof.
And if anything in there is not of you, Lord, bring it out. Get it out. Cut it out, Lord. You know, because everything that's in the church, belongs to you.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
And we want to thank you.
Yeah.
In the Son of Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, this is part three. We're wrapping up our series on Flesh Has Got to Die.
Yes, yes.
You know, this has been an awesome series, really awesome. We're going to talk about spiritual authority today. Spiritual authority. Because you got to be born again. And you got to walk in the Spirit. But when you're walking in the Spirit, you got to know about your spiritual thoughts. You got to know who you are. You know, now we're coming from Romans. And today I'm going to read you, come out the King James Version.
You know,
coming out.
A lot of us, we don't walk in the thought because we don't know what we have.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
You know, so we can't walk in because we really do not understand.
Well, that's why we're here. That's why we really have. God has charged us with that commission to help the people to know. You know, Romans 8, verse 1. Reading out of verse 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. And we're coming from verse 8. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Jesus himself gave us spiritual authority. So our question is, are you using your spiritual authority? In John 3:6, it says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And John 6:63 says, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So are you walking in your spiritual authority? Jesus said that we have not because we ask not. He said when he was giving us the parable of the fig tree, when he was talking about that fig tree, he said that the things that you ask for, if you believe, then you shall receive it. But you got to believe in your heart. And that's all about that spiritual authority as well, because you can't come up against an enemy half-hearted. No, you got to know who you are. No, when you rebuke the devil, you got to know who you are in Jesus, because if you don't, he's coming right back at you. You know, so you got to know who you are. You got to know that you got that authority to put him under your feet. You got to know that Jesus gave you authority. And if you don't know that, then It don't mean a hell of a thing to the devil. Because he will come at you and you won't be able to handle him. You got to know who you are because flesh has got to die. You got to put that flesh under subjection and walk in your spiritual authority. So,
you got to stand flat foot and boot him out.
That's right.
You can't be standing there and with one foot behind you ready to turn and run. You got to stand.
That's right.
Stand flat foot facing. Because, see, Adam.
Yes, he did.
Gave to death.
Yes, he did.
But God gave us the power.
He gave us the power.
He gave us the power.
You know, what God did is so wonderful.
I'm not even mistaken.
No, God gave Adam the power. Because, see, God gave him the authority. God gave Adam dominion over the entire earth. He gave him dominion. And when Adam sinned, he gave that dominion to Satan. That's why now God of this here world, of this earth, of the earth, I said the world, forgive me. I did not mean, well, he is the God of this earth. You know, because Adam gave him that authority. But Jesus came in the flesh. He came in the flesh and he had given us, he took back that authority. And the only reason, the only place that Satan can operate in that authority is in the places where the people don't know that Jesus took the authority back. But to those of us that know that we have the authority to put Satan under our feet, he has no power.
That's right. No more than you give him.
You know, so, no, you don't blame no God. Don't blame no God because God gave you the power back. He gave it back to you. Now it's up to you to do something with it. You must do something with it. So either you will use it or either you will give it to Satan. Make up your mind which one you're going to do. You got to choose. You don't think you just walk through life. You know. Well, I'm just going to walk and I'm not going to make a decision about heaven or hell. Oh, yes, you are. Because if you don't make a decision about heaven, then guess what? That decision that you didn't make is sending you to hell. You got to make a decision. You either got to walk with Jesus or either you got to walk with Satan. God said, Jesus said, you cannot serve two masters. That's Bible. Either you will love the one or hate the other. Come on now. You can't serve both of them. You can't sit straight and fish your whole life. You got to jump off that fence. You got to make a decision. Jesus said, I'm going to spill you out because I don't want you lukewarm. I want you to hot or cold. You know, so, and that's out of Revelation. People spew you out.
So, mothers and fathers, you do have that authority to control your child.
Oh, yes. You know, but see, we get it messed up because see, when we think about control as Christians and those of us that walk in spiritual authority, you know, when we think about control, we think about witchcraft. But see, they're the stewards over your children, which is not witchcraft. Then there's you trying to control your husband or your wife and tell them what to do and how to live their life. Now that fall under witchcraft. But that's a whole, I'm gonna get like Minister Solomon. Oh, that's for a whole new time. That's another sermon down the road. But the point is this. You have got to walk roads. Now either when you walk in that road, either you're gonna walk it with Satan or either you're gonna walk it with Jesus. If you don't put the flesh under subjection and let flesh that and walk in spiritual authority, then you're walking with Satan. If you're walking not in the flesh but in the spirit, then you're walking with Jesus. And you need to know your spiritual authority. Ephesians, you know, Ephesians talk about putting on that whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the devil. You got to put it on. Because see, the devil comes up to steal, kill, and destroy. You know, he's doing his job. But we as Christians, we got to do our job.
And we as Christians is we in his territory. You know, he rules this.
But as Christians, he might be the God of this earth.
We.
So we could take
the Lord. That's the reason we got to wake up and go to sleep and everything else with the whole arm of God.
You know what?
No.
The other night, I ain't gonna tell you exactly what happened, but some things happened to me the other night, and I was just crying in the spirit. The enemy came against me the other night, and God don't give us a spirit of fear, but what I saw, it scared me so bad. But I said, Lord Jesus, oh no, the devil is a lie. Satan, I rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. I could tell you, I fell asleep. I went back to sleep because I was asleep. I wanted to sleep when it happened. I went back to sleep and I was just praying. I knew I was praying. My sister, when I woke up, I was still praying and crying out in the spirit. You know, it just scared me. You know, because of the fact that I had never dealt with anything like that. God let me see that so I could understand what people go through when they make different type of mistakes. You know, and when the enemy comes against your mind and try to tell you things, and then when the enemy try to tell you things, you know, and people who are new in Christ, the babies in Christ, that could destroy them forever if they don't know. And I'm like, okay, Lord, what you trying to show me here? And what I got from it is that we need to be diligent about teaching. Enemies come against your mind. Because, see, if it can captivate your mind and hold your mind captive, you know, that is something. That is really something. He can hold your mind captive because then you can't break free. And when that mind is captive, it's so happy to function with anything. You know, so I said, Lord Jesus, I mean, if this was people go through, dead, y'all. I mean, I was scared. I was crying. Lord, you know, if this is what people go through, well, look, Jesus, I repent. You know, because sometimes we try not to judge. But y'all know we judge. And we judge. And we don't do nothing but judge amongst ourselves. You know, judge with your husband. When you say something to your husband, your wife, or your sister, your brother, you judge. And I say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, I repent. I mean, I probably repented half the night. I see, y'all, I was like, I'm not going to serve God and go to hell. Oh, no. The enemy is a lie. He tried to get me, y'all, the other night. I was scared. I was telling my mother, I said, you just don't know. He said, I said, you might not have heard me. I was on the time. I might have been praying in my sleep and you know, talking to my brother. I said, all night long. But the enemy, he comes against you. And it's so important to know who you are in Christ. Because if you don't know your spiritual authority, then he can capture you and keep you captive. You know, in 2 Corinthians 10:3, it says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. So in other words, even though we walk in the flesh, that does not mean we have to follow after the flesh. We do not have to bow down to the flesh. No, that means that The flesh want to go and do something. The flesh want to gossip. The flesh want to, you ain't got to bow down to that. You can put the flesh under subjection. You know, you can bind those things in the name of Jesus. You know, that's putting the flesh under subjection. That's knowing your spiritual authority. You know, calling those things that be not as so they are. Now, I know you hear different people say different things from that. Well, I've heard a pastor say in the past that when Jesus left, when he left the earth, that he did not, you know, that he was speaking to the disciples about spiritual authority, and that he was saying that our power was given to him, and that wasn't for us. Well, then that got in my spirit, and it bugged me. And God came right on back to me with some things, and he took me back to some scriptures and let me know that, did I not say that greater works that these works that I do, greater shall you do? No, did I not tell you and you shall receive? Did I not tell you that if you believe that you shall have what you believe? So then, did I not tell you to go out and heal the sick and raise the dead? Did I not tell you to cast out demons? So then, in doing that, you are calling things that be not as though they are. So what does my word say? Don't worry about what man says. You get in the word for yourself. What do my word say? You continue to call those things that be not as though they are. You continue to do what I tell you to do in the word, and don't worry about what man say. So, you know, all I can say is thank you. Because, again, I had just when, you know, it's in the back of your mind, and I'm listening to the word, and I told my husband, I said, whoa, right. Jesus brought that word back to me again. I said, he talking about that fig tree. I said, he brought that word back to me again by calling it to be not so there. You know, if you believe, you can have it. Simple as that. Believe and don't doubt. And believe. You know, you put on the whole armor of God, you know. You put on your breastplate of righteousness, you know. You put on, you know, your salvation, your helmet of salvation. You know, you spread the words about you, you know, and you just got to dig in. Dig into that word. You got to eat it every single day. Y'all, and I promise you, I can tell you from experience, from half reading the word. Okay, I'm talking about half reading the word. You know, read the word today, and may not read it again for a week, 2 weeks, and then you wonder what's wrong. You're empty. The reason you're empty is because you're not filling up. You cannot drive a car without gas. Imagine that this body is your car. The Bible is your gasoline. You cannot drive the car without gasoline. The gasoline runs the car. I don't care how you polish the car. I don't care how you tune the car up. I don't care how many times you wax it, what you do to the tires, what kind of makeover you do to the car. It's not going to run without the gasoline. It's just not going to do it. Well, the same is true. We cannot operate without the word of God. So you've got to read your Bible. In that Bible is your direction. In your Bible is your authority. In your Bible is Jesus talking to you. When you pray, you're talking to Jesus. When you read the word, he's talking to you. That is where you learn of him. That is where you learn how to partake of him. That is where you learn how to put on the whole My beloved, I promise you, you cannot do nothing without the word of God. What did you say, Riley? God is. Ooh, I'm just telling
you,
y'all.
You have to. Flesh to die. It's got to go.
It's got to go.
And you know, when you pray, you know, you have to believe. You have to believe.
You got to believe.
That what you pray and ask God for is something.
Yes.
Now, the best gift you can give your child is to pray and see bless God over his life. Over their life.
You know, over their life too?
Over their life. I'm talking about, I said his life.
Okay, yeah.
Over their life. You know, that's the best thing you can do is you plead that blood over. You know, and then when you plead that blood, you believe. You have to believe.
You got to believe him.
You know, that blood is still working. You know, and you know, once you get to that place where all you parents out there that is afraid and scared, when your child leave the house and go on, you feed that blood.
Feed yourself some peace.
Feed that blood.
Yeah.
And to believe what you preach.
Yeah.
And when you believe in that blood, you'll have peace.
Peace.
You'll have peace.
That surpasses all understanding.
You'll have the peace. You know?
It surpasses all understanding. You know, Galatians 2:20, this is what it says. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. No greater love, no greater love than a man to lay down his life for his sin. No greater love is there than for somebody to lay their life down. Jesus came that we may have life and may have life more abundantly. And if you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, and you desire, or if you desire to have a personal relationship, or if you have a relationship with Jesus, but you have not been doing your best, then we encourage you to enter into a personal relationship with Jesus now, to cry out to him and allow him to come into your life, allow him to lead God and direct you. You know, say this prayer with me. Father, I repent right now of all my sins.
Yes.
I believe in my heart that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Savior.
Yes.
I believe that he rose again on the third day and is seated in heaven. I accept you now as Lord and Savior of my life. If you prayed that prayer, then you are saved.
Amen.
If you prayed that prayer with us, then you don't have to worry your life. Know that you are saved.
Amen.
Know that God is doing it for you. And know that because of it, Jesus has not accepted you into the kingdom, and he loves you more than you could ever know.
Yes.
But Rob, you have any last thoughts? Any last thoughts?
Last thought is, I believe. Pray and believe.
You know, and we invite you. We invite you to call our first line.
Yes.
Call the front line, 662-388-0644. We're here to pray with you, to pray for you. You know, we love you, and we want you to know that Jesus loves you. You know, God loved us so much. He gave us all he got. What a mighty, mighty, mighty God we serve.
Amen.
We serve such a mighty and awesome God. I wouldn't serve no other God. I am so glad to be born again. I don't know how I lived all the years I lived without truly knowing Christ. The only thing that I can say is that God had me, because he knew how dumb and stupid I was. And yes, I said dumb and stupid because I came to the knowledge of him, but didn't understand because I was not taught properly. And I went into the book and led a very stupid life. But it was only Jesus that helped me all those years. I just say thank you. Thank you. And today, when I think about where I am today, I can only finally say, Lord, you have blessed me so tremendously. Don't have a whole lot of anything. Yeah. We go day to day. But God, we got God. We got Jesus. You know, and my spiritual parents is so wonderful. You know, but everybody should have some, not only should we have biological parents, but we should have spiritual parents. Spiritual parents, they watch over your soul. They pray for you when you ain't praying for yourself. Come on, y'all know we all don't pray for ourselves all the time. But thank God for spiritual parents. And it's just a blessing to have spiritual parents, especially good, godly examples. Some things you don't want to follow behind, but I will follow behind my spiritual parents. Both things. We have had some really good spiritual parents, especially when we was in Michigan. Now that we're in Mississippi, we have wonderful spiritual parents.
And you know, be rich without having money.
Ooh! Say that! Yeah.
And
I know I'm rich.
And we really have been rich. We really, God has really survived for us so far.
He's been our provider. He is. Yeah. Ooh, he is like Jehovah Jireh. Yeah. Ooh, he is our provider.
He never said it'd be all ice cream and cake, you know. But when the storm comes, you know, it'd be rough. But, oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
When it's not allowed, when it's over with.
When it's over.
You know, it's a blessing coming.
Yeah.
A blessing there, you know.
Yeah.
So, the harder it gets, or the harder it seems, the harder you pray. Don't stop praying. And know that it's gonna be good. It's gonna be all right. You know, it's gonna be all right.
It's gonna be.
Yeah. You know, just believe in it. But you know what? You know a lot of church every Sunday and going on, and then we wonder, them people down the street, don't y'all go to church and the kids do everything and they doing everything and seeing everything and they driving new cars and they got this and they got that and, you know, here I am trying to live right and do right and I'm just struggling. You know.
But they're on their way to hell.
You got to go through something. You got to go through something.
Yes.
You got to go through something to be a testament to somebody else.
Yeah.
You know. So just keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on praying. Keep on believing. Just keep on. And you'll see the goodness. The goodness of God.
Yes.
You know. So
He's good. He's good all the time.
Yes.
We have enjoyed our time with you. And we're going to say welcome to the family.
Yes.
We love you, and God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
One thing you can do about it.
So until next time, take care.
Love you.